My brothers and sisters, when our Lord says to the Samaritan woman, "Give me a drink," what is he asking for? What is he really seeking? Her. Her heart, her soul, her love, her conversion. A few years ago, the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa's sisters, who are in Sacramento now, they asked me if I would give them a conference. It was the 10th anniversary of the death of Mother Teresa, their foundress. And it is almost impossible to refuse those sisters anything if you've ever met them. They're like Mother Teresa. They take after her. Almost no one could ever say no to Mother. Because when they ask you, and at first I didn't figure this out, but I had a few encounters with them in Rome, and it finally struck me one day, when they asked me to do something, one of these sisters, they wanted me to go to the final vows of a woman in their community. And this sister, to invite me, she comes up, she says, "Father, you will come to the vows this weekend?" So I gave this talk to these sisters on Mother Teresa. I did some thorough research because it's difficult to talk to about a woman whom they know far better than I ever would. I came upon this line of Mother Teresa, which speaks to the gospel reading today. And it ought to speak to every single one of us here. Mother Teresa wrote, "Until you know deep inside that Jesus thirsts for you, you can't begin to know who he wants to be for you, or who he wants you to be for him. Until you know deep inside that he thirsts for you." If you've ever been to one of the houses of the Missionaries of Charity, you go into their little chapel, and they're the most humble little quarters. In their chapel, behind the altar, there is a crucifix, as is found in most churches. In every one of their chapels, to the left-hand side of the crucifix, in big, bold, black letters, are two of our Lord's words as he hung upon the cross. It reads, "I thirst." And I always wondered, why of all the words in the Bible, and even the words that our Lord spoke upon the cross, why those two words, "I thirst"? In this research, I came upon their constitutions, and this is one of the things that Mother wrote as the rule of life for the Missionaries of Charity, for every woman who joins her community. Our aim, the goal of our order, is to quench the infinite thirst of Jesus Christ on the cross for love of souls. The mission of the Missionaries of Charity is to bring souls to Christ to satiate his thirst for them. If we had any idea how much God loves us, we would weep for joy. Not too long ago, someone shared with me a story of the alleged apparitions of Medjugorje. Reportedly, 30 years ago, the Blessed Virgin Mary began to appear to six young people between the ages of 9 and 16. And she came and she tried to teach these young kids how to pray. And she would say to them over and over, "Pray, pray, pray." Well, the older ones, the 16-year-olds, started to come along. They got it little by little. The youngest was a boy, the age of 9. Any of you who have 9-year-old boys or know 9-year-old boys, typically the last thing they want to do is spend time in prayer. It's boring. They'd rather be out playing. One day, this little 9-year-old boy, he was headed out to play soccer with a group of his friends. As he's going onto the field, all of a sudden he has this strong urge in his heart to pray. And he tries to reject it. His friends are waiting for him. He just wants to have fun. And it comes on even stronger. And so he says, okay, quick prayer. "Hail Mary, full of grace," says one Hail Mary. Goes out, plays with his friends. The next day when our Blessed Mother appeared to him, she showed him a vision of a dying man whom this little boy had never seen before. He was an Asian man from China. Mother Teresa says, "Do you see that man? Yesterday, when you were going out on the field to play with your friends, this man was dying, and his heart was closed to God. I needed grace to obtain his conversion, so I placed the desire in your heart to pray. It was your one Hail Mary that opened up his heart to God, and that man will now go to heaven." A little over 2 months ago, we have a Legion of Mary in our parish, a very active group. They do wonderful things. Most especially, they bring communion to the homebound, the sick. We have 6 nursing homes in our parish, within the bounds of our parish. I got a letter one Friday from them, or a little note saying, "Father, there's a man who has requested to see a priest. Can you please go visit him?" And normally you don't want to delay on those things because you never know what condition a person might be in a nursing home. So the next day, Saturday morning, even though I had a pretty full morning, I thought, okay, I'm gonna find time somewhere. I'm able to squeeze out half an hour. I go to the nursing home, go to this man's room, and say, "Excuse me, sir, I got a note that said you wanted to see a Catholic priest." "No, Father, not me." Are you Catholic? Did some ladies come in here and visit you?" "And oh, yeah, they came. I didn't want to see you, though. I'm not sure what you're asking." Oh, man, I'm all frustrated. I'm walking out. As I'm going down the hallway, this gentleman sees me in my clerics and my priestly attire. Father, do you have a minute?" Yeah, sure, what's going on?" I step into his room. He says, "Father, oh my gosh, I can't believe. Do you have a moment for a confession?" I said, "Yeah, sure." He says, "Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 56 years since my last confession. And I welled up with tears because I thought God knew what he was doing. He knew why I needed to be at the nursing home at that time, that I would pass that man's door in that moment when he's looking out. How he longs for the salvation of every soul." St. Paul says in the second reading today, "The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit." He wants to give that love to every soul. What is necessary for him in order to gain access to a soul? When this woman makes the request, the Samaritan woman says, "Lord, give me that water so I may never thirst again." Water, the living water, a symbol of the Holy Spirit. How does our Lord respond to her? So that she might receive this water. He shows her how much she needs him. He reveals to her sinfulness. He says, "Go get your husband." He knows that she had had 5 husbands and that she was living with a man who was not her husband. He's showing her those things she has to let go of because they prevent her from receiving that living water that he longs to give to her. My brothers and sisters, when our Lord shows us our sins, it's not to shame us. It's so that we might be converted and turn away from them so that our hearts might be more open to him. And I close with this story. If you ever have the chance to go to Rome, Italy, there's a shrine there that was built almost 200 years ago now because of an event that took place right at that shrine, a large basilica. There was a man named Alphonse Ratisbon, who was a secular Jew who lived at that time. And actually, he wouldn't even consider himself Jewish anymore. He had basically declared himself an atheist. And one day he's spouting off on a street corner, mocking religion, anyone who practices organized religion, and especially making fun of Catholics, that they would believe the things they believe. This faithful Catholic man is passing right at that time, overhears him, goes up to him and says, "Since you abhor superstition, and espouse such liberal views, would you consider a simple test? He pulls out a miraculous medal from his pocket. Our Lady St. Catherine Labre, a few hundred years ago, Our Lady appeared, said, whoever wears this medal with an image of Our Lady will receive miracles. I will obtain great graces for them from heaven. This man pulls out a miraculous medal. He says, I challenge you to wear this until the next time we encounter one another, and to just simply say this prayer I'm going to give you. And he gave him a copy of the Memorare, a prayer written by St. Bernard of Clairvaux, a prayer to Our Lady. This man says, you know, what nonsense. But if it's not going to do me any good, it's not going to hurt me either. Within 1 week, that man has a Catholic friend of his whose family member dies. He joins that Catholic man to go to the church to make arrangements for the funeral. They enter the church. The Catholic goes to find the priest back in the sacristy. When he comes back, he finds this secular Jewish man on his knees, sobbing. He waits until that man finally is able to compose himself. And he says, my goodness, what happened? He said, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to me, and she showed me my sins, but also revealed to me the beauty of the Catholic faith. He said, will you please bring me to a priest to go to confession? The man says, you can't go to confession, you're not even baptized. He requested baptism that day. 5 years later, he was ordained a priest. After his ordination, he went to the Holy Land and spent the rest of his life seeking to bring the Jewish people to the fullness of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because Our Lady showed him his sins. As we receive our Lord today, let's ask for two graces. First, that we might know how much he thirsts for us. And second, that we will not refuse to let go of anything that prevents his love from reaching the depths of our hearts.